I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
This podcast is supported by Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. RVs are for sharing adventures with family, friends, and even your pets. So if you bring your cats and dogs along for the ride, you'll want Progressive RV insurance. They protect your cats and dogs like family by offering up to $1,000 in optional coverage for vet bills in case of an RV accident, making it a great companion for the responsible pet owner who loves to travel. See Progressive's other benefits and more when you quote RV insurance at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Pet injury is an additional coverage and subject to policy terms.
Every single year, Mom. Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I'm here with my mom, who we just immediately started fighting. Okay.
Not fighting. Quit saying that.
She straight up lied.
We're not yelling. We're not raising our voices. We're having a discussion.
It cannot
be changed. The outcome cannot be changed.
Therefore, I
argue about it.
Because of your thoughts. I'm going to change your thoughts.
Hey. How are you today, Rachel?
I was good.
This is something that happened 30 odd years ago. Or actually, it's even this year. I don't know what it is. I don't know how old my kids are.
It's even this year.
Okay.
We're discussing how Trent's birthday being on Valentine's Day has always... She was like, you've never minded Trent's birthday being on Valentine's Day. I was like, I have minded every single year since I was 16. So there's that.
Well, anyway, you're also welcome, because if you ever didn't want to have a Valentine's Day or something, go, hey, I can't. I got to celebrate my brother's birthday. See?
I've always had a Valentine. No, one year I was traveling with Colleen and she was my Valentine.
Then you had a Valentine.
Yeah. All right, Mom. Just give us the holidays of the day, of this
jumping
week.
Jumping right in.
Okay, we're jumping Monday. Right in. I got Monday. Things to go do.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Monday's National Gumdrop Day. Do you like
a gumdrop?
Do you like gumdrops? Well, you can't eat them now. Did you ever like gumdrops?
No, they're disgusting.
Thank you.
They're trash.
Thank you so much.
Get out.
Yeah.
Leave.
Tuesday's Mardi Gras Day.
Mardi Gras? What is Mardi Gras?
It's when you're in the streets and you dance and there's music and people throw beads and you keep your shirts on, ladies.
Hey, they can do what they want with their bodies, Mom.
Yeah, they can, but it kind of in public you keep most of them covered. You have to get them all covered, but...
Just half your titties covered?
Parts of them.
Just do this.
Anyway, it's also National Pancake Day.
I love a good pancake.
I do too.
Give me some chocolate chip pancakes.
Wednesday.
Wait!
Oh, sorry.
Do you know some people put a runny egg on a pancake?
No. Okay. I'm not a runny egg gal. I used to be as a little
girl. Relax with your fake gagging.
Never in my days.
All right. Never in your days.
Wednesday. Ash Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And also.
Great.
Well, this kind of fits into it as well. Random Act of Kindness Day.
I feel as though that would make every act of kindness no longer random on that day.
True. But people need a little prompting. So
then it's not random. Why can't it just be?
It's random for them.
Kindness?
It would be random for them. So
unusual is more the term.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I wonder how come they don't have an unusual act of kindness day.
Because people could take that in so many different ways.
Oh, they could.
You never know with
this
people, Mom.
This one's an odd one. Thursday is National Battery Day. We're supposed to appreciate that we have batteries.
You know what?
I appreciate it.
I appreciate a good battery.
Especially in a flashlight. Yeah.
I appreciate when I have them, when I need them.
Yes.
You bought me two packs, two huge packs of AA and AAA batteries for Christmas. They have come in handy quite a few times, Mom.
Yeah.
I have a unicorn that shoots lights up on my ceiling every night while I fall asleep. It ran out of batteries. I had some. Good to go. Thank you, Mom.
Okay. Where's your mood little puffy thing that you turn inside out? I don't know if you're happy or sad today.
Oh, God.
Happy or angry?
My octopus, who has been named Eunice, is sitting on my plant next to my bed.
Okay, got it. So you decide in the morning you're going to be happy or angry?
And guess what? Always been happy.
Yay. Except when you get on with me and you get angry about
Trent's birthday. Because you just lie. You don't need to lie, Mom.
I'm not lying.
You made up my feelings for me that were incorrect.
Thought he was a girl, and I thought, how sweet, a little girl.
No, you set her up. Then you just took away. If it was a girl.
I agree. All right. I agree.
You were young and dumb. It's okay.
No, I won't agree to that.
You were young,
naive,
and naive is a nicer way to say dumb.
Okay, Friday happens to be National Vet Girls Rise Day.
Vet Girls Rise as in veterans or veterinarians? Yes.
No.
Women either I support.
In the military.
Ah, yes. Vet Girls Rise. Let's
and
rise
up. It's also
up.
National Caregivers Day. You know, caregivers just don't get enough attention. Support. That's
a stressful job. That's a hard job.
It's rough. Most times you do it in love.
Yeah.
Okay. Saturday's National Love Your Pet Day.
I gotta do that every day, y'all.
Every day. It's also Saturday? National Muffin Day. I like a good muffin.
I love a muffin.
Muffins are good.
You know, do you remember there was a little phase when I was a child, you used to take me to, what is it called? Anna's Bakery. And we'd get an almond poppy seed muffin.
Oh,
that was good.
I like just the top.
Yeah.
The top.
And sometimes you would give me just the bottom.
Hey, I was sharing.
Hey, beggars can't be choosers. I was down.
Sunday's National Sticky Bun Day.
A sticky bun.
Sticky buns.
Gotta love a sticky bun. All right. Those all the holidays, Mom?
That's it.
All right.
I did my job. I'm done.
All right. We're going to do the follow-ups real quick. We have some follow-ups from the last podcast.
Yes.
TV Lover says that they had the same issue with the internet going in and out, and it turned out the squirrels chewed through the cables going to the home. Mom, you have squirrels and you have internet problems. Did the squirrels chew through your cables?
No.
Okay, I was just, they were telling.
I had the gentleman who came check.
How has your internet been? Let's do a recap. Let's do a follow-up here.
It's been better. I'm going to say it's been no problems so far.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I had a few people that are from the 805 area be like, I've had the same issue with Cox.
Yep. They do. So I like Cox cable.
You're not alone. And it's so annoying that internet companies have a monopoly on areas.
Yeah, they do here.
Yeah. Mom, did you change your name on Zoom to Mommy Loves Rachel?
Yes.
I love you. I love you so much. You're adorable.
I want you to see that and just know.
Okay.
I change it to Grandma during story time.
Grandma loves Rachel?
No, just to Grandma.
Oh, okay. All right. And another follow-up. The Gorilla Glue Girl got surgery to fix her hair. They had to put her under anesthesia in order to get it done. She
4 hours.
Oh. 4 hours. I'm so glad that it got done. But then Corey DeSoto, family friend, tweeted that people are now putting Gorilla Glue on their hair to try and get attention. People!
Don't. What?
Why? Why are you that stupid?
That's not ignorant.
That's not naive. That's just dumb.
Don't do that, peoples.
Gus, You don't need 5 minutes of fame that badly.
No, and it hurts. And not all doctors are going to do that for free.
No, you're going to have to shave your head if that was your plan. But also, you're going to like hurt your scalp.
Yeah.
Like, your can you not?
Don't just stop.
I haven't seen any cases of people doing it, but Corey tweeted that, and I can't imagine him just making that up. He's not much of a liar. No. So I don't know what y'all are doing, but can you just not for a second and just like, this is as stupid as when y'all were eating Tide Pods. Like, what are you doing? Calm down. Relax. Let me send you over to a little podcast I like to call Relax. Gosh darn it. All right. Before we move on to the trends of TikTok in the news this week.
I almost wore that shirt today, Rachel.
You have this shirt? Oh, yeah, because I took you to Twitter.
Yeah.
I took you to the Twitter booth at VidCon. I like this shirt.
I do, too. It's super cozy.
It's my pajama shirt. I'm in my pajamas right now, y'all, because it is Friday morning, and I'll explain why we are doing this on Friday morning later. But let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
This podcast is supported by Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. RVs are for sharing adventures with family, friends, and even your pets. So if you bring your cats and dogs along for the ride, you'll want Progressive RV insurance. They protect your cats and dogs like family by offering up to $1,000 in optional coverage for vet bills in case of an RV accident, making it a great companion for the responsible pet owner who loves to travel. See Progressive's other benefits and more when you quote RV insurance at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet injury is an additional coverage and subject to policy terms.
Sir. All right. Thank you, sponsor, which I believe was Best Fiends this week.
Ooh, fun.
I know. The trends that happened on TikTok this week, there wasn't anything huge that took over. I just saw a new sound where you act like you're banging on the glass. Like the sound bit is, hold on. The sound bite is someone banging on glass. And so that was the thing that went on. And then also one that was going around is you taking a video of yourself being like, ah, oh, I was nice to this really weird person, and then it shows a clip to them, like, and now they're my best friend, or now I'm married to them. And it's to Eric and Colleen did it.
Eric did it.
That was going around, right? And you use it to the sound bite, How to Save a Life. So those are the two things I saw mainly. I mean, there's a bunch of things that are always going around, but those are the two ones I saw constantly this week. So nothing big. No pasta recipes.
I did ones from last week.
What did you do?
I tried the trash can inside out. Not inside out. I was amazed. You did
liked it.
I liked it.
What is happening?
Foofy foof. I just put it in and poop, and it worked great.
I'd rather slip it in than punch it in.
Depends on your mood, I guess. If your octopus is on the upside down,
you gotta punch it down. But I'd be happy. You just slide it right in.
And then. I saw another one where somebody took toilet paper, and you know how in hotels they have the little triangle fold on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this girl took it a step further, and she took three sheets, and then scrunched them, and then put them together, and then put it on top of the triangle. And then
that's what they do at the Four Seasons, Mom.
Turn the water on and off, and then it was off, and then go boop, and then you have a fire.
Yeah.
I did it in Dad's bathroom. I don't think he appreciated it, but oh well.
Why didn't you do it in yours?
Because I don't stack my toilet paper where you can have room for a pretty flower on it.
Oh, that's true.
And his is stacked over the toilet. So I made it look pretty.
That's so nice, Mom. Good job. Yeah. And I'm sorry it wasn't fully appreciated the way it should have been.
I liked it. That's all that mattered.
All right, good. Love an independent woman. All right. And then what brought the internet together this week? It was a video clip. A lawyer showing up to a Zoom court meeting, and he accidentally had a cat filter on, and he was stressed and could not figure out how to turn this cat filter on. And all he says is, I am not a cat.
That's right. Just so no one would be confused.
Nope. And then everyone was like, that is exactly what a cat would say. So that's the clip that brought the internet together this week. Last week, it was the weekend trying to go through a lighted box. And the week before that was Bernie Sanders trying to stay warm during inauguration. And this week it was a lawyer stating that he is, in fact, not a cat. The judge was so nice, though. The judge was so patient. It was like, I think you have a filter on, buddy.
Well, my assistant's trying to get it off. I am not a cat.
I am not a cat. All right. Topics this week that y'all wanted me to talk about. Oh, Fearlessly Vic wanted me to talk about this. Taylor Swift was re-recording her old songs, and there is a new version of Love Story that is out now. I listened to it. Sounds great.
Yay. I'm glad she's getting her music
Sounds
back.
Sounds good. She's getting her music back. Sounds good. Love that. Cheyenne says, can you talk about how New Zealand is declaring it is COVID-free? I have never wanted to be in a different country more.
And New Zealand is awesome.
New Zealand is phenomenal. It Been there once beautiful. And I freaking loved it.
Yeah, we liked it there.
Congratulations, New Zealand.
Yeah.
You deserve every ounce of licking another person's face that you can get. This is...
Okay. Like,
I'm so done, Mom. I'm so done.
I think everyone is.
I'm so done.
Yeah. Shared feelings there, girl.
Everyone is done. Can we just be done? Can it be done? Can we just...
Almost.
Is it over? Is
this... Almost.
Joe Biden said that they increased the supply or the distribution by 30% each week. And then he has officially ordered enough vaccines for everyone in America. But who knows how long that's going to take to get to us.
And no one knows what the other person's doing with the organizations. So in Santa Barbara, it's hard to get one.
Yeah.
If
like
you're qualified, you can't get one.
You qualify. Am I allowed to say mm-hmm. that? You qualify for certain reasons.
But and I can't get one.
Yeah. I want my mom to freaking get vaccinated, y'all. Vaccinate my
but
mom.
It's okay. But it's okay.
Girl, if someone okay. coughs on you, I'm like,
it's
I'm
okay. And did
deaths.
You hear this one doctor? Fact check research.
The things were about to expire, so he gave them to people with medical conditions.
Just 10 people.
Yeah, because the vaccines were about to expire.
Yeah. Why? Oh, okay. And he's arrested and charged with larceny.
Because capitalism. They rather see medicine and food go into the trash than be distributed for free.
Very frustrating. Now, I understand capitalism. They're trying to set a precedent. Like, you can't just give it away to your family and friends. And why not if you have extra? But
and it's going to expire.
It's, yes. Here's, okay.
All right. Okay.
It's very frustrating.
Sure, laws and blah, blah, blah. But like, gray area. Life is a gray area. Calm down, people. Relax. All right. And then at TSGHCMB says, the music video for 3435 Remix, Ariana Grande, Doja Cat, and I think Megan Thee Stallion. I don't remember who was in it. Just released a music video for the remix of 34 plus 35. It equals 69, Mom.
Oh, I was doing that in my head. I was going to go.
I know you were looking at me. It means I want a 69 with you is the last line of the song.
Of course it does. Okay,
of
go ahead.
Course.
Of course. I fell right into that one.
You did. You really did. Great song. Great remix. Great music video. It was cute. They look great. They were in a hotel. Yeah, I have no complaints. It was good. All right. Hannah wants us to talk about Colleen's Valentine's Day show. Hasn't happened for us yet. We were recording this on Friday morning and her show is on Sunday. So we haven't seen it, but I will say, hope y'all see it. Hope it goes well. And if Colleen ever does more shows, seriously get tickets, go see them. Cause they're so good. They're so fun. I know she's been working on this one. Like she does. She works hard. She puts her effort into it. She doesn't half butt anything. Yes, she goes full out. So go watch that stuff. Are you going to see it? Are you going to her house?
I will be watching Flynn.
You'll be watching Flynn? All right.
Yeah.
Have you all been quarantining?
Always.
I will not be there. I'm out of the family bubble. I am in a different bubble now. But.
No hugs from my baby girl.
I'm sorry, Mom. All right.
But not forever.
No, not forever. No. I'm going back and forth.
Yeah.
And I quarantine in between. Well, I quarantine before I go to your guys' bubble. I don't quarantine before I go into my new bubble.
But your new bubble is playing safe. It's all safe.
Yes, okay. We're safe,
I didn't
Mom.
Want that out there that, you know, you're just
Thank
willy-nilly
you.
Just.
No. They're so. Yes, they're okay with right. me going straight into their bubble from your bubble because they know how intense our family is about it, which we should be, because if everyone were as intense as we were, this would have been over in 2 months. But our family is very intense because we have so many high risks, so many of the blah, blah, blahs, and we have the ability. This is the main thing.
Yeah.
Because while everyone wants to be a safe and strict and high risk and everything, we have the ability to completely quarantine away from the world. So we do that.
Yeah.
My family does that because we can, and we have that luxury. So we are less people out in the world. But yeah, so my pod at the moment knows that ours is, I could have never contracted it from yours. So I could come right back into this one. So yeah, when I do switch over to my family's pod, I have to wait 9 to 14 days, whatever seems right at that time, whatever.
And you get tested.
Yeah, I get tested. I get tested on day like 8 or 9 and then I'm good. Charlie wants to talk about the Lady Gaga Oreos. I actually posted a vlog Friday trying those.
I haven't seen it yet.
They're Lady Gaga Oreos. They're green and pink. I, for some reason, feel they taste like Christmas. And apparently they taste like the Inside Out Oreos, the Oreos. But to me, I tasted it and I went, this tastes like Christmas. Also, very difficult to find because I don't go to stores. Right. So I kept trying to Instacart it and I tried to order it straight from Walmart. I ended up ordering it from Target and taking 3 days to get here. But I did it.
Was it worth it?
I don't understand, but cool.
Okay.
It's for Lady Gaga fans. I mean, I appreciate Lady Gaga. I wouldn't say I'm like a huge, I like her stuff and she's a cool human being, but I'm not like crazy about her. You know, I just appreciate her as an artist and human, but I think it's for the mega monsters. No, her fans are, Nicki Minaj's fans are called monsters. What are Lady Gaga's fans called? Are they called the monsters?
Yeah.
I thought that was Nicki Minaj. Hold on.
She calls them monsters.
Lady Gaga's
monsters.
Fans called.
Little
I believe
monsters.
You. Yeah, little monsters. You're right. And she's the mother monster. Why do you know about Lady Gaga fans more than me? What are you? Are you a secret little monster, Mom?
No, I'm not a monster, but I do appreciate her talents. And she had some very innovative videos when they first came out. Like
I love you like, so
even,
much.
Even Dad watched them.
I love that you're just like... You guys are so open-minded. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. There are so many people of your generation and even like younger or whatever that are just like so set and like that's weird so we don't like it. But you and Dad go, that's weird. Let's take a gander. That's different. Let's learn about it.
I'm going to be honest. No, we're all things. Not all
things. You're more open than Dad. But because Dad is just like, dur. But you... You know that's how we define Dad. Just
a happy.
Happy. He's good sitting on the couch watching his westerns. You know,
his old movies from the 30s.
As long as everyone around sports. Him is being nice, he's good. Yep. He's fine. He only gets upset when people are mean. That's pretty much it. Anyway, I love you guys. All right. More news. Sapphic Witch. Sorry if I'm saying Sapphic wrong. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is ending. This isn't internet related at all. Neither are Lady Gaga cookies, but
they're on the internet.
Yeah, they're on the internet. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I know a lot of people are a fan of. I've been a fan of it. I haven't watched the last like 2 seasons.
What is it?
It's a TV show. And it is ending.
So is it a comedy?
It's a comedy.
Okay.
So yeah, they're ending their 9th season. That's it. So that's a thing.
There's another season coming out of a show Eric's on.
Are we not allowed to say what it is, though, right?
I don't know. It's on the internet. If you go on to his IMBDKYFJ page, what are those called?
LMNOP?
Yeah, what are those pages?
IMBD.
Yeah, it lists what he's on for 2021. So
I feel dirty saying it. I feel like we're not allowed to say it.
Okay,
I
then,
feel
like, then cut this out then.
No, we're not going to cut it out because if we're not saying it, we're just like, it's on the internet. The internet also says that I'm married to Eric Stockland. So it also says he is age 0.
Yes. Also says that Trent is the oldest brother. Not true.
It also says that I'm 5'8". The internet doesn't know what's going on.
No, it doesn't.
And we are not helping by putting unfact-checked information out there, but whatever.
You know what? I think it helps people because then they're going to go, oh, Rachel and Quinn said this. I better go check it.
Yes.
They do the research for themselves. It's great.
We're teaching you guys how to question. Yes, we're teaching you how to question what you hear on the internet and then research it for yourself. Because clearly we don't know what's going on.
You're welcome.
All right, last bit of news y'all wanted me to talk about is Arshia. Sorry if I'm saying your name wrong. A-A-R-S-H-I-A. I am so sorry. I don't know how to pronounce that. Says, oh my gosh, James Charles posted with no hair. Or is it a bald cap? You saw it? What do you think it is, Mom? Bald cap or shaved?
Well, I didn't invest that much time in looking into it. So I don't have an opinion on it.
I think it's a bald cap.
I think he would bald cap it.
Yeah, he would bald cap it. It looked a little close to his ears. His skin looked a little close to his ears. Also, when you do shave.
Maybe he had a bad hair day.
Yeah, well, if you do shave, that part of your head is super pale.
True.
But I guess he is a beauty guru. That is true. I don't know. I think it's a bald cap. Very okay confidently about his hair. I don't think that he would shave it.
No. Or he just had a bad hair day. Can't do anything with this bald cap.
I don't think his team would let him.
No.
Just bald cap. All right. There's one thing I wanted to talk about that no one tweeted at me about. Come on, you guys. Britney Spears' father is no longer the sole person in charge of her money and conservatorship. A judge finally ruled against him, and now, so he still has, it's a dual ownership with like her financial team.
Yeah.
We're getting in a step in the right direction.
That holds him accountable.
Yes.
So that's good. If there was Mickey Mouse stuff going on, she belonged to the Mickey Mouse Club. Okay, sorry. If there was weird things going on, he's being held accountable. Everyone should be held accountable.
Yeah, they should.
When they're messing with somebody else's money.
Yeah, I agree. Lives.
Yeah.
All right. That's all the news we have for today. Mom, was there anything you'd like to add?
No, but it is podcast day and there's no squirrel. Hasn't been back since our last podcast.
Throw it away. Cancel the podcast. It's over.
I'm talking about the squirrel. I'm like, no.
No, I'm not canceling the squirrel. I'm canceling the podcast. A podcast with no squirrel? Get out. No one wants that.
Well, the nuts are on the fence. So all right. Just waiting.
All right. So before we move on to a quick game, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
All right, we're going to play one singular round of Mad Gab.
Okay. Each?
Ready? No.
I'm saying it, you're saying it.
I'm saying it, you got to guess what it is.
Okay.
Ears looking at you.
Here's looking at you.
She did it, ladies and gentlemen. She did it. All right, let's move on to our questions. The shortest game we've ever played. Alana asks, what is something you miss from childhood? I'll start. Being able to be, what?
You remind me of a TikToker. What's a traumatic thing? I'll start.
Oh, duet, this was the most traumatic thing that's ever happened to you. I'll start.
Yeah.
I miss being picked up. I think I've said this before on this podcast. I miss just being picked up.
I'll pick you up.
No, I know there's humans in my life that can pick me up, and they do. It's just like, I miss just like falling asleep in the car and being carried in.
Isn't that sweet? That's a sweet feeling.
Yeah, or my dad throwing me up in the air or swinging
it's
me around.
Vacation time!
Oh, it's vacation time! Oh, it's vacation time! Oh, it's vacation time! My dad would sing that to us when he would start a vacation. He'd grab our hands, take us to the front yard, and swing us in a circle with our legs flying in the air as he's saying, it's vacation time. I get to do that. After this podcast, I am going on a few-day vacation. Yes! Very COVID safe, COVID friendly. It's Airbnb in the middle of nowhere. Don't worry, I'm not coming in contact with other humans other than who I'm going with. But I get to sing Vacation Time. That's exciting. I haven't gone on a vacation in a very long time. All right. What is something you miss?
My parents. You can spin your belt around. I didn't even.
So
I didn't even need to think about that one.
I don't have the up again. That was so sad. Do you need a hug? I'll text Dad.
Yeah. Well, it's been 21, 22 years since I've seen my dad.
I'm texting Dad. No. Hug Mom.
And 10 months since I've seen my mom.
Oh.
I'll see him again someday. But yeah, that's what I miss the most.
I never want to have to say that sentence.
You won't.
What, am I going to die first?
I don't know. We'll all go together.
Don't say these things. I'm just the most sad morbid.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you need to take a moment?
Nah, I'm good.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Here comes the hug monster.
Yeah. Thank you, Dad. Oh, like he didn't even ask a question. He just came in and hugged her. Oh, I love this family. All right, I'll change the subject real quick. Shauna is asking, why did you ask for questions on Thursday? Productive who? I wasn't being productive. I'm going on a vacation this weekend. So I was like, Mom, we got to record on Friday morning so I can get to getting. Cammie says, have you found any new gray hairs? I have not. Mom, have you?
Oh, they're everywhere. They're just having their own party in my head.
That's so fine.
I don't care.
I haven't looked. Sarah asks, why did you decide to do advice of the day? So I started this thing on Twitter where I give a new piece of advice every day. And it's
Captain Obvious advice.
It's the most obvious, stupid advice. It's not stupid. It's just like, obviously, Rachel, like if a car's trying to reverse, don't stand behind it. Just,
yeah.
And I started, I don't know why I started doing it. I just did it once and then someone laughed and was like, you should do this every day or give us more advice. So I did it a second day and people were like, it's a series. And I was like, okay. And people thought it was like me trying to shade people that were in my life and are no longer in my life. And I was like, no. I was just being a stupid idiot. Yeah. This is not directed at anyone. This isn't like a thing I've gone through. Like this is just me. I sit on my couch and I go, what's something really stupid that I could give advice about? Like, just like, it's just stupid. It's stupid. Yeah. But I have a lot of fun doing it and you guys seem to like it. So I just kind of keep doing it. I also am doing a joke of the day on Insta stories as well.
You haven't used mine yet, Rachel.
Okay. Do you want me to use yours today, Mom?
Relax, Mom.
Relax. Leave it to the professionals.
Hey, I get paid for this podcast.
Yeah, you do.
I'm a professional.
All right, I'll use your joke today, Mom. I haven't posted yet. It's Friday, so Friday's joke
is my mom. I found it on the internet. It just came across the internet.
Love it. I love it.
Is Facebook an internet? Yeah, it is. Facebook.
Yes, Facebook's on the internet.
I had to think, wait, do they consider that? I was thinking something else. It's okay.
I love you. All right. Rachel asks, what is one phase that you wish you never went through? I don't regret anything because it all makes me who I am today.
Yep.
And I love who I am. Obviously, there's things I'm like, ah, that wasn't smart. But
we've all had those.
I am who I am. I'm where I am because of what I did. I like me. I like where I am. I can't really regret anything. And that is something I actually talked about in therapy where I was like, I wish I had done this different and this different and this different. And my therapist made me write a letter to myself, forgiving myself of those things that I didn't do earlier in life, or I didn't do this. And she's like, forgive yourself, write a letter. And while I was writing that letter, I was like, I'm amazing. I'm phenomenal.
Yes, you are.
And I am that because of the things I did, whether they were right or wrong. I learned. And that is a huge thing. If you mess up, I don't get embarrassed by my mistakes or my mess ups. I just learn and grow. And so if someone's like, I can't believe you did that, I'd be like, right, that was so stupid. This is what I should have done instead. I don't hide them, and I'm not embarrassed by them. I use them as a learning tool, basically. And I've always done it, even with other people's mess up. Growing up,
mm-hmm.
I was a great kid, and it's because I saw my siblings mess up and I learned from their mistakes. Because that's the only good that can come out of a mistake is learning something from them.
Yeah.
So I don't really I'm okay with every phase I went through, whether it was just like the ugly clothes I wore or an attitude
Never.
I had.
You only had an attitude once.
When you grounded me for no reason.
Here we go. What's the next question, Rachel?
See, that's how little attitude I had growing up is I remember the exact attitude she is talking about because it happened once.
Next.
Allison asks or tells me, tell me about why you hate mini brands / real little shop kind. Okay, so my mom and my sister are obsessed with these little brand things. And I don't like them because I want them to do something.
Okay. Imagine them being something, be a little girl, and imagine them being accessories to G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, there you go. These are like accessories to American Girl dolls or just.
But you guys don't have American Girl dolls or Barbies or G.I. Joes. You just.
But I have great.
They're an accessory to
they
you.
They had so much fun playing with them when they were here.
Okay, so they're for the kids. I'm just saying as an adult.
Well, I can enjoy them. And my cousin makes all kinds of these gorgeous outfits. Very talented.
I'm so glad.
And she adds these little things to her setups. And it's great.
Listen, I am so happy for you. I'm so glad they bring you joy and happiness. Buy them all.
No, I'm done. We have enough.
I personally would not take joy in just having those.
But they're little and they're so cute.
I know. That's great. I don't like junk anymore.
Okay, what if it was a little mini flashlight that, well, that
does
it
work?
Yeah, that one would be better.
Exactly. If it works, that's cool. Like, I've tested miniature things before, mm-hmm. but all of them were functional. And the ones that weren't annoyed me.
Right.
I like functional things. I like things with a purpose. All right. And the last question of today was Cecilia asks, which did you like more, wearing long nails or high heels for a day? I just posted a video of wearing high heels for a day. And before that, I had done a video of wearing long nails for a day. I have to say the heels are easier. I don't walk well. I don't look like I walk well in them, but I can function with heels on. Long nails are the worst. I don't understand how people do things. My friend Joy is here, and we were talking about it. She goes, I have friends with long nails, and their fingers bend, like, all the way back because they have to do things, like, to wipe their own butt. Like, they have to, like, in order to function, your fingers basically have to be able to bend backwards. It's not. Not my jam. Not my jam. All right, that's all the follow-ups, trends, topics, games, and questions we have for today. Mom. Anything at all to add to this madness?
None.
Then that's it. I hope you guys had a good weekend. We will see you next week. Remember to follow us at Podcast ATI. That is where you send us the topics and questions and ideas you have. Someone sent me a really good game idea that I'm going to hopefully we'll play next week. I just didn't have the time to put it together this week because I saw it really late and right before we recorded. I was like, oh, that's a good video. That's a good game idea. So we'll do it next week. But yeah, follow us on Twitter, Podcast ATI. And yeah, I love you guys. Mom, take
Rachel,
us out.
Have fun on your mini vacation.
I will. Take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at Podcast ATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.